Good news and bad news, ladies and gentlemen. The good news is for you, which means the cruise, the lake camper giveaway applies to you. The bad news is, Abby, you can't win. Get over it.
Oh, I know.
That's right.
One of my friends does or something.
Well, hopefully. I mean, hopefully somebody we know does. All those great listeners here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. But Tanner Cherney, they're one of the sponsors, Devil's Lake Tourism. He is Outdoor Pro Staff. Tanner, good to have you back on News and Views.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
And thanks for sponsoring this. People are excited about this. Get that camper, get going. You know, what better place to take it, quite frankly, than Devil's Lake?
You know, you're totally right with that. And, you know, with this winter being pretty mild, I know a lot of people getting antsy for that springtime, summertime camping season, and it's going to be here before we know it.
Yeah. And Devil's Lake, one of the greatest fisheries, one of the top five fisheries in the country. I mean, there's a lot of bragging that could be done after you pull that camper up to Devil's Lake.
There really is. You know, the Game and Fish this last year did their, you know, annual netting survey last fall. And, you know, the status of this fishery right now, for the walleyes is phenomenal and in great shape. Probably, you know, one of the best years we've had for natural reproduction and just longevity of some of the other fish, and as well as the perch. So I think we're going into a summer here that could be one of our best ones we've ever had.
So I'm going to get in trouble if I don't ask two questions. Number one, how is ice fishing this year? Number two, what's the status of the lake right now? I live further south of you, so I'm looking at open water, but where's Devil's Lake right now?
You know, to answer the first part of the question, ice fishing was good this year. It was kind of hit and miss to get to particular spots where you're going to be chasing perch out in 30, 40 feet of water, just, you know, with the variable conditions with the much milder weather. So that made it a little bit more challenging. But when we did have that good, you know, safe ice to get out there, the fishing was spot on. And as we're currently sitting right now, we do have some fishable ice in areas. But as I look at the extended forecast, you know, we're talking 40s to 50s and, you know, the North Dakota wind that always comes with some of these warmer days, it's not going to take long for that ice to start to break up and those shorelines to pull away. And there are some open spots up here where people are wetting a long rod, whether it's out in the coulees or under those bridge areas where there is that current. So we're kind of at the tail end of the season now.
There's another part to this, Tanner, which is I know you can speak to better than what I can, which is when that ice first comes off, you know, the walleye fishing's pretty good.
You know, Joel, it really is. It's, you know, the perfect time of year where we're fortunate where we can, you know, our fishing season never closes. Obviously, our new license season takes place here April 1st, so you got to make sure you got that updated. But these walleyes right now, as they get moving water coming through and they're getting ready for that spawn, which usually happens, you know, early May to mid-May, depending on water temps, those fish are super aggressive, and you can have some of the best fishing of the season right from shore without even having to dump a boat in the water.
Well, I can always tell on the little lake that I live on when they're standing out there at 11 o'clock at night in the pitch dark and it's cold. Nobody does that unless they're catching fish. Tanner, nobody does.
No, we're, you know, fishermen are a unique breed of people where when there's good fishing and it's, whether it's a night bite or you got to be up at the crack of dawn, like, we're willing to put in the time. And yeah, it's good to, this spring's going to be good.
Yeah. So, Abby, make sure that people know the details of just what Devil's Lake Tourism and others did here.
Yeah, if you're interested in the camper, you can text CRUISE to 35270 or go to kfgo.com. There's a banner on our website. You can't miss it. We'll give it away Thursday, April 25th at M&J Saloon, 5 p.m. to the drawing at 7 p.m. A bunch of KFGO staff will be there. And we have to thank all the sponsors, including Devil's Lake Tourism, but also Outlet Rec, Michelob Golden Light, Muscatel Automotive, M&J Brand Saloon, Linex, Billy's Soap and Spa, and West Fargo Hockey Association. That grand prize is the pop-up camper we've been talking about, but there'll be a ton of other stuff, too. If you don't get that big prize, there'll be other great stuff.
There is. Now, here's the good part, Tanner. I've, you know, been to Devil's Lake, done what we're talking about a lot, and there's places to put this camper. There's places to put it up and make sure that you've got at least a home until you pull it back home.
There is. You know, I'm pretty partial to our state park we have in our backyard, which is Graham's Island. I worked there throughout my high school and college years, and there's, I want to say, close to 200 overnight campsites there, which is just a beautiful place to pull a camper. And whether you're looking for a weekend getaway or a week-long vacation, no better place than that. But then there's a handful of other resorts throughout the whole lakes area that has overnight camping as well. So, yeah, they're there's a plethora of different options, whether you want to be on the east end of the lake or the west end of the lake for camping.
So there's always a lot of people that, you know, find what we talk about interesting, but they maybe didn't grow up in that world. You know, maybe mom and dad didn't take them fishing. Maybe, and they just like to learn or know the sport, or at least try the sport. You know, guides, the ability to make a connection. Talk to people about that, Tanner.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a handful. I want to say we have close to probably a dozen or so different guide services up here in the Devil's Lake area that, you know, if you're not very familiar with fishing and you want to just start to get to know it a little bit more, they're kind of a great one for us. Teacher for that. But then also the people that, you know, maybe you're a little bit intimidated by the 160,000 acre lake and don't know where to start, but want to learn a little bit, and you're going to drag your boat up and eventually start fishing on your own. And we get a lot of people that'll hire a guide for a day or two and, you know, just learn what tactics are working for that time of year, what the presentation is. And yeah, it's, you can have pretty much a full service, you know, everything all inclusive on one price, come up, pay one price. Lodging, meals, all your fishing, fish cleaning, everything included, and it's basically that they'll roll the red carpet right out for you.
Well, and here's what I know. When I take one of my granddaughters fishing in the spring or in the summer now, and we don't catch fish, and they still get up early the next day, that tells people how much fun fishing is. I mean, it really does.
It is.
You don't have to catch fish to have fun fishing.
No, exactly. And that's kind of the narrative we've been trying to kind of get across over the last probably 5 years or so is, you know, you don't judge a successful day of fishing by how many fish you're bringing back in the live well. It's all about the memories made out in the water. And, you know, I grew up fishing, and quite honestly, you know, I still love setting the hook, but to me, I get more enjoyment watching other people light up in the boat, getting excited, you know, whether it's a big northern they got on or a big walleye. And, you know, the one thing I truly love about fishing, that I know a lot of people echo the same thoughts, is when you set the hook into a fish, you just never know what it's going to be when you reel that fish up until you see it come out of the water.
They've always been bigger as I'm reeling them in. I'm just saying that. They've always been bigger, and they've always been walleye or crappie for me right until I get them, and then they're a bullhead. That's all I'm telling you. So there's more things to do at Devil's Lake than just fish, Tanner. Tell them about it.
Yeah, so we've got the state park that's got, you know, some nice little hiking trails out there. We got White Horse Hill that's got a herd of bison and elk and some really cool hiking trail opportunities out there. And then we've got, you know, Creole Bay Golf Course for those that are a little bit more into that. And then we do have some boutique and different little dining and shopping things downtown. And then we do have, within the last couple of years, a new little brewery that opened up called Black Paws. So there's quite a few different things. And then last but not least, to also talk about for those that maybe like to do a little gaming after they get off the water, we do have Spirit Lake Casino right on the south shores of Devil's Lake. That is a great place, but also has been bringing in some pretty great concerts into the Devil's Lake community over the last 2 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the key to it all. So, Tanner, thanks for sponsoring this. People are going to love it, and it's going to be a fun night at the M&J. People want to register and get in. How are they going to do it again, Abby?
Text CRUISE to 35270 or go to kfgo.com.
You bet. Devil's Lake has always been a great friend of fun. Appreciate it, Tanner.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.